This Friday marks the return of in-person demonstrating for those passionate about the Fridays for Future Climate Change movement. I met up with an organizer of this movement, well, the rally that's happening this Friday, Emma Hamilton. She is a university student studying music. We sat down and talked about, first of all, like, how exciting is it to get back to in-person demonstrating?
It feels unreal to be back at it. Our last strike we had was last December, so it's been almost a year since we've had an in-person strike. And it's a lot to get back into organizing everything again. Getting everything set up is a little stressful, but I'm really excited to get back to striking again.
What are the details of this week's strike?
Well, this Friday, September 25th, is the Global Day for Climate Action. So internationally, there's thousands of strikes registered under the Fridays for Future realm, I guess. It's a youth-led movement started by Greta Thunberg in Sweden, and she started striking outside of the Swedish parliament every Friday because she wanted action taken on climate change, which obviously hasn't really been happening, so she wanted that. And since that 2 years ago, it's become this major global thing, and so this is the big annual day where everyone across the world strikes. So this Friday, we're going to meet at the Colonial Building, and we're going to strike for climate action in our city.
Are you confident? Like, how are you going to be able to do this safely?
Well, we have some regulations we're asking strikers to take part in. So we're asking everyone to wear a mask, even though it's outside, because we don't know how many people are going to go and how effectively we'll be able to social distance. But we will be mandating social distancing as well, of at least 6 feet apart, stay in your bubble. And it will be an outdoors event, so hopefully we'll be able to mitigate the risks of COVID-19. Definitely come at your own risk, but we'll be handling everything safely. We'll have masks, even though we ask you to bring your own cloth masks, because that's better for the environment. And we'll have hand sanitizer as well. And hopefully if everyone stays spread apart, it shouldn't be too big of an issue.
Are there planned speakers for the event?
There are. This is kind of exciting news. We just confirmed that Tim Baker is going to be singing at our event. So that's very exciting. Definitely a reason to come. Sheila O'Leary, the deputy mayor, is also coming to talk about the city. The city recently declared a climate emergency last year. So she's coming to talk about the city's plan to keep up with that. And I guess our big theme for the strike is holding them accountable. So she's going to talk about that. We also have Mr. Mark Nichols is coming to talk as well as some of our own youth from Fridays for Future.
Why is this cause, you know, why is this issue of climate change so important to you?
I guess it's important to me because it's going to affect me and it's going to affect everybody and it's going to affect my children. And it's been on the go for so long. Our climate has been changing. We've known about it and we haven't done anything. But it's going to affect how my children are going to be able to live, how they're going to be able to travel, where they're going to be able to live. All these major weather events are happening because of climate change. So it's really going to affect our whole lives. And I don't know how we can continue without caring about climate change.